see her back timing. She said it was going to be 57, and it ends up being spot on. That Namone, since she's gone to Joe Wiley's show, right, because she's now Joe Wiley, she thinks she's all important now. She doesn't need to back time properly. She doesn't need to just bother. She's, I don't care now. I don't have to get up early in the morning, mosey on in, do Joe's show. You know, the first bit of Joe's show, somebody else now does. It's not, you know, do you know what I mean? It's unbelievable. Good morning.
Chris Miles does the breakfast show, but after that he's boring. He hasn't got that many friends and has a problem snoring. He's not allowed out late at night, he's up at early dawn. He drinks too much, he's overweight and swears like Ozzy Osbourne. The Chris Miles Show, national radio.
It's like an on-running joke that we've had since we started doing this show. We start at 6.55. So Namone finishes at 6.55. And she goes, on talk back from one studio to the other. Yeah, look, don't give me any grief today, because, but we're 3 seconds late, all right? You know, it's too early, we're not in the mood. There's two of them in there. And between the and it's all the music's on computer, and it tells you exactly to the second how long each record is.
You're a stickler for timings, aren't you?
Well, do you know what I mean? Listen, if Namone finished, right, 3 seconds early every day,
yeah,
right, that's 3 seconds extra work I
times
have to do.
Times five, that'd be like 15 seconds.
Right, across the year,
yeah,
right, that's like minutes of extra work I'm giving is. Radio 1.
Trying to work out 15 seconds times.
Do you know what I'm going to do, right? Tomorrow, when she's doing Joe Wiley's show, I'm going to finish 3 seconds early. Right. Or I'll just save it up, and then her last show filling in for Joe Wiley, we can leave about 5 to.
Mm.
Anyway, but she did say to me, don't go on about it, so I'll respect her wishes.
Move on.
Yeah, I won't go on about it. She's got a poncho on today.
Has she?
Yeah.
Like Clint Eastwood.
What? Well, it's a bit more colourful than Clint Eastwood's, yeah.
Just the only ever see Clint's in black and white.
Well, yeah. That's very nice, though. Very nice.
Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Anyway, 6.57. Good morning. So, as Namone was rightly saying, Catwoman on the show later, the highlights of the interview with Dominic from yesterday, and Will Smith live in the studio later on this morning from 9.
Laura, can't you give me some time? I got to give my...
I gotta live my own.
That's right, he certainly has. Chamon, Chamon. We work this out, by the way. He doesn't sing Chamon. Well... It's, according to the lyrics, it's come on, come on.
It doesn't sound like come on, though,
it's
does
not,
it?
No, I don't think it's come on. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, got some great news for you. Rachel's back on the show. Hooray! Now, I would have gone on about it more, but my timings... You see, you know I'm a stiffler for timings.
Mm.
Man.
It's a stickler, not a stiffler.
No, I knew what I was saying. So Rachel's back, so which means that... But Will's going to come in again later, so it's like producer heaven here today. It's great. I thought we should get Ben Cooper down and Reese. Have all our old producers back. Richard Count Druncula.
Yeah.
With his red wine tea.
Hannah Brown with her knitting.
Yeah. Maybe not, actually. It's not such a good idea, is it? Anyway, so, morning. We're in a good mood today. I think we're all a bit delirious. Red Hot Chili Peppers coming up next. Let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Juliet. It's 1 minute past seven.
Police make 13 terror arrests.
And Fergie back scores his decision.
BBC
Radio Newsbeat. It's now 4 minutes past seven.
My girlfriend left work yesterday at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I saw her last night at my flat at 11:30.
No.
Now, I've got to be honest. Now, it wasn't all that, but basically, she'd been in the car for about 3.5 hours when she decided, sod this, I'm parking it up, and I'm just going to go and have something to eat.
I don't blame her.
Here's the thing, and apparently, if you live anywhere north of London, it's coming your way! So, I mean, Dominic yesterday said there may be some thunderous showers.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, slight underestimation of just what the weather was like where Dave and I live yesterday, which was appalling. Absolutely appalling.
We had lots of lightning and everything as well where we were.
But I've never known of weather so sporadic isn't the right word. But what I mean by that is, you know, London's a big place. I know there are people listening in Manchester and Newcastle and Birmingham and Glasgow and you know, in Cardiff and places like that. You've had it before where it's kind of sunny one side of the city and it's cloudy the other, and that's fair enough. But yesterday, there were streets which were getting absolutely smothered in rain, and, you know, like 2 minutes walk away, there wasn't the rain. I've never known anything like it. We got drenched yesterday, didn't we?
And it affected our alfresco pub lunch.
Yeah.
Good job we had an umbrella.
What did you have for lunch?
Hey?
What did you have for lunch?
I had large fish and chips.
I had large bangers and mash.
And that's two large lumps of fish, which I didn't realise. And that's not the biggest portion. There's extra large, which is three large slabs of fish. But how many sausages in bangers and mash on the extra large portion, Dom?
Three.
Would you believe nine? Right, because they do it in three sizes. The standard one is three bangers and mash, or three sausages, right? Which is about right.
Yeah.
And then the large one, which is what I went for, is six, and then the king size is nine.
Did you eat them all?
I had six.
Yeah, the six.
I thought it'd be a bit, you know, flamboyant to go for nine.
Six sausages is that's quite an achievement.
I thought I'd go down the middle, you know?
That's better than three shredded wheat.
But put it this way, I didn't have any tea, though, when I got home.
That's all right, then.
I didn't have any tea last night. I was absolutely stuffed. I could only manage a couple of pot noodles and a large Sara Lee cheesecake.
He said to me before, you're going to go, oh, I'm hungry this morning. I hardly ate anything yesterday, right, except for these two enormous. I mean, they were like sort of whole fishes.
Yeah, but that was at, like, 2:30 yesterday afternoon.
Why do you need two fish and chips?
Do you know what? I didn't realise it was two. I'd just gone for the large.
Because fish and chips is a fish and chips.
If you go with the king size, you get three fishes and chips.
Three lots, and they're huge. You could wedge doors open with them. It's very nice, I must admit.
Did the pub mess up its order or something?
No, this is standard policy.
Is it?
Honestly, I've never seen anything like it. Like, when have you ever gone, do you know, I fancy fish and chips? I haven't had fish and chips for ages. I fancy fish and chips, yeah. But not one or two. Three loads of fish and the largest plate of chips in the world. When have you ever wanted that? You know, when have you ever gone, do you know, I haven't had bangers and mash for years. I fancy bangers and mash. Right, I'm going to get nine sausages, an entire packet of smash.
It wasn't smash, it was proper potato.
Well, okay.
It was very good. And the gravy was nice and thick.
Oh, that's nice. Was it onion gravy?
No, it wasn't. It was without onions. Yeah.
I can't wait to try their desserts. I really can't. Imagine how big those mothers are going to be. Woohoo! Death by chocolate comes with an ambulance. Oh dear. Anyway, guys, hey, guess what? We've got Will Smith on the show later this morning. Yeah. Hurrah!
Got Will Smith live on air today. Was known as the Fresh Prince. Came on the show 4 years ago and hasn't been on since. So now he's got to make it up to mostly you and me. Take all of us to Hollywood to star in Men in Black 3.
And we'll all be baddies.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
8 minutes past seven. So Rachel is back on the show today. Are you pleased about that, Rachel?
Yes,
of course. Highlights of when Dominic met Halle Berry yesterday, and as I said, Will Smith, the Big Willy, in this morning after nine. Check it out. Here's a thought for you. Rachel and I have just been talking. Will Smith on the show today, right? Now, I'm going to ask him when he comes in. I think Will Smith was dropped by his record company, but I'm not sure, right? And that record there, the Twista record, right?
Yeah.
That's like, remember when the Fresh Prince, Will, Big Willy, had, here's a weird thought, by the way, leaving the flat this morning, right? Sophie says to me, parting words, just before I left the flat to get in the car, was, have fun with Big Willy. And I've got to say, she's never said that to me before in her life.
Mm.
I must admit, I've never really said it to her either.
Anyway, back to his record.
Yeah, and that Twista record with Lovely Day, right? That's, but you know, just, that's the 2004 version of Will Smith's Summertime, don't you think?
Yes. Yes, I know what you mean. It's the same kind of style.
Well, no, if you're going to be like that, you give him that stupid face and that stupid smile where you're just in one of those...
No, it is. I know what you're saying.
No, I'm not going to talk to you now. It's 7:17 on Radio 1. Good morning.
It's funny how I myself.
For those of you interested, the woman who sings that looks a bit like Dave's wife.
True.
Hubba. No, she does. I think she does.
Yeah, I can see that.
But, you know, taller than your wife.
Mm-hmm.
But she looks, you know, and also not as pretty as your wife, Dave.
That's very nice.
That is me being nice to you. And you're not being...
Why? I haven't been horrible to you, have I?
Well, you know what you're like. You've just got that face on today.
Have I?
Yeah, you have. It's 7:21. I don't know what I've done to offend you in the last few days. I don't know what I've done to pee you off.
I've done anything.
I knew this happened. I knew something was wrong from the weekend when there was no drinking going on.
You didn't ring me back?
Well, you ring me at inappropriate times.
I didn't. It was the middle of the afternoon.
There's obviously a problem between you and me. We're not friends at the moment. I don't know why, because, you know... And I'll tell you why, Alan. You'll be the judge of this, right? Dave, not once has he told me who his surprise guests were on his last Chappers and Dave show. Now, he knows that I'd be interested in something like that, and he hasn't told me. Do you know who it was, Rach?
No, I don't.
Do you know, Alan?
I don't. I listened right up to that point.
Well, and then turned off.
As it happens, I got out of the car.
Right. who are your surprise guests on your last Chappers and Dave weekend show?
They were the West Ham official cheerleaders, known as the Hammerettes.
The Hammerettes?
Wow.
Yeah, girls dressed in football strips, and Dave, not once has he told me about it.
And they did the splits in the studio.
Oh, no, yes, I
tell you what, honestly, very flexible.
Really?
Mm.
Did you buy them a drink after the show in the bar upstairs?
Sadly, they had to rush off.
Did they? What were they like? Fit?
They were very, very nice people.
Yeah. I was checking out the Hammerettes website yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bit of background research.
Yeah, exactly. And, yes, they do look flexible.
Mm. I think Neil upstairs has got some numbers for you. If you require some.
I'll have a chat with him later.
Yoga.
On. Yeah.
Why did you have West Ham?
Because
Neil's a West Ham fan.
Oh,
he thought we might be able to score a season ticket out
there. Look, you know, great way to go to a game for free, cop off with one of the Hammerettes. Mm. You know, very sensible. Yeah. I tried it once with the mascot Ellen Rowe, but that fella from the Lurpak adverts just isn't my thing.
Him with the trombone.
Anyway, so time for this morning's buzz off. A1199. I've brought in another CD from home, and I've chosen something cool today. So if you like it, text buzz on to 81199. If you don't like it, text buzz off to 81199. Are you ready?
Yep. Nice.
Yep. Let me know when you know what it is, Alan.
Could be here a while.
Oh, this is good.
Give me a clue, Al.
I bet this hasn't been played on Radio 1 for years. Turn it up loud.
That doesn't help.
Oh! What I'm saying here, look
at you, what I see. Adamant.
Yes!
Buzz.
No! Idiot! How can you say buzz off to this?
Wrong era.
Buzz on 81199. And music on Radio 1. This was a hit when Dominic, our news reader, was 21.
Rachel Burns.
No!
You're wrong.
The instrumental break. What's wrong with you?
I've had enough of it.
Oh,
pipe down.
Is it not LA enough for you?
Of course not.
Was I see that?
When I'm getting ready, Alan.
Dream it.
Someone before he went solo.
So what I would have used. We're making the headlines for other reasons.
Adam and the Ants and music. But what was the year, Allard?
82.
82 is wrong, Dave.
Dave Buzz, firstly.
Okay, all right.
I'm thinking it was either 80 or 81.
1980. How scary is that?
Mm. I was three.
78% of the vote saying Buzz on. Thank you very much for a bit of classic Adam and the Ants and Ant music. Oh, yes. What did we have yesterday?
Can't remember.
Monday was CJ Lewis, Sweet for My Sweet. And then today is Adam and the Ants and music.
What's yesterday?
There is no connection at all to my tracks, is there? Right, 7:27, we'll do news next.
When it rains, well it rains, though my heart don't feel the same. What's
it supposed to say? Seen in a boy's thighs. Jamelia on Radio 1.
Radio 1.
So the Hammerettes then, Dave, which one was your favourite?
I'd say I probably liked them all equally.
Is that right? Can you remember any of their names? Or faces?
Yes, I obviously remember their faces.
Yeah.
And their flexibility.
All right. Easy boy. Coming up, we've got the highlights of the interview from yesterday when Dominic, our lovely newsreader...
Hello.
...met Halle Berry.
Oh.
And we gave him a list of rubbish, stupid questions to ask. Including questions about Munch Bunch Yogurt, Everton Football Club, and Le Crunch Bunch. So I can't wait to hear that in a few minutes. Stereophonics coming up next as well, and Natasha Bedingfield. Let's get some news from Dom at 7:31.
And the main news this morning.
It's 7:37.
Okay, just tell me the weather one more time.
Storms further north, showery everywhere else.
Now, do you want to leave it at that? Because yesterday...
What?
He said, maybe some thundery showers.
Yeah.
And it took my girlfriend 4.5 hours to get home yesterday.
Well, from...
In London.
To be fair, from Monday this week, we were saying that there will be some thunder, so...
Right.
And storms.
Well,
so
there was thunder yesterday, approximately from about 2 o'clock till 8:30, there was constant thunder.
I know. But we can't... But then, you know, if you live in the north of England, there's no thunder and storms and showers
That's
at all.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, but there probably will be.
I had all my windows and doors open last night, because it was fairly, as you say, muggy.
It was muggy.
And the thunder was that bad. It was like Lisa Riley was exercising on a trampoline upstairs. Just constant... Like that.
It was very loud. I was trying to have a nap, and it woke me up.
Thunder last night?
Mm.
Yeah. My flat got flooded.
See, Julia, if you don't... You know, look, normal people go to bed soberish. Honestly, if you hadn't been drunk all day yesterday, you'd have noticed the weather.
I did notice it, and it wasn't thundering where I was last night.
Yeah, but under the bar, you probably didn't get any rain, you know what I mean?
Reads the news and Juliet reads the sport. They're both fully trained journalists, so we won't end up in court. Dom's a married man who's into soul and funk, and Juliet is only happy when she's very drunk.
Like last night during the thunderstorms.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
7:39. Two songs then, Stereophonics, Have a Nice Day, Natasha Bedingfield, These Words, brilliant record, and then Dominic and the highlights of his Halle Berry interview from yesterday, coming up.
San Francisco Bay, House B39, early
Natasha Bedingfield, These Words, comes out a week on Monday, 7:45, morning, Wednesday. It's Radio 1. Last Big Brother this Friday. I hope that Nadia wins, actually, because I think it'd be funny to have a man, who not a woman, with fake boobs to win Big Brother. Well, the first winner of Big Brother had boobs, Craig. So, you know, it's kind of come full circle.
Mm.
And, you know, and Nadia looks like a builder.
Big hands.
Before we move on to the next item, Dominic, Mr. News man stroke friend of the Hollywood stars.
Yes, that's right.
Many people have been texting in about this anti-drink driving thing.
Yes. The Alco Lock, as it's called.
It's how it is, Alco Lock. Yeah. And I like the way they make it sound like Alco Pop, which is probably something that got them done for drink driving in the first place. Maybe. Some would say. Not me, obviously. But many people have texted and saying, so you get in your car and you blow in a tube, and if you're over the limit, the engine won't start.
Yes, that's right.
What if you get in the car and your mate blows in the tube?
Well, this is it.
Right.
And critics are worried about that. It's fair to say.
Good. Yesterday.
I was going to say, but then if you are convicted to drink drive, the chance are your friends too are going to be drunk, aren't they? Unless you just stop somebody randomly in the street.
Excuse me, would you just blow into this and start my car, please? I don't know. Drink driving's bad. Don't do it, okay? Thanks. That's my public service announcement to the kids. So tell me through yesterday, then. What happened?
Well, we had another one of our fantastic big Hollywood A-list interviews. This time it was Miss Halle Berry.
Hi.
Who is starring in Catwoman.
Wow.
Which is released in the UK next Thursday.
Brilliant.
So, Will and I, producer Will, Greyhead, went to a very posh hotel.
I'm the producer now. I'm the producer. Not him.
Sorry, Rach. No disrespect.
I'm not Rachel. I'm Elliot.
The day producer of the show, Will. And I went along, and we just had it was very surreal from the moment we got there, really. We got caught in the lifts, couldn't work out which floor we were on. We were a load of tourists in there. They didn't know where they were going. We didn't know where we were going, so that was kind of bizarre. Then we got to the room where we went to be doing the interview. Two blokes looking like CIA men stood outside going, "You here for Miss Berry?" Yes.
Are you
yes,
what?
Please. Are you here for Miss Berry?
And you said, no, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Yes, please.
I don't know who here for Miss Berry is.
So it was all very kind of edgy.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you setting this up for a bad interview?
No, not at all.
Right.
Although the interview was set up for TV, so there were lots of lights on us and stuff, and it was very warm, and she was Halle Berry, obviously, massive star. And
right.
I'm not.
Right.
Okay, so... As with usual interviews that we do on this show.
You fancied her, didn't you?
Well, a little bit. She had good teeth.
Oh, well.
She had amazing teeth.
Yeah, when it comes to your wife, doesn't have any of her own.
No, she does have teeth, and hers are just as good.
Right.
We tried not to talk about the film as usual. She's in Catwoman. You can go and see it if you want. But as ever in these Hollywood A-lister interviews, we always like to settle the guests in. Do you know what I mean? Just make them feel at ease.
Yes.
So this was my attempt at doing that.
This is a very strange one. Have you ever killed a wasp?
Is that it?
Have you ever killed a wasp?
Was that your opener?
Yes.
Pretty good.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, I thought I stopped it. Stop! First question, then. Not, did you enjoy making the movie?
No, I thought not, really.
Right. First one?
This is a very strange one. Have you ever killed a wasp?
Yes.
Okay, and how did that feel at the time?
Pretty good, because I thought it was going to sting me.
Okay, was it just to get rid of it, or was it a slow death, or...?
It was a pretty quick death.
Okay, that's good.
I don't even think he saw it coming.
Have you been asked that question before?
No.
Great.
There you go.
See, that's good. We have to establish that.
See? I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Nobody has asked Halle Berry ever in an interview whether she's killed a wasp.
Shall I ask Will Smith that when he comes in after 9?
You could ask...
Hi, Will, welcome to the show. Have you ever killed a wasp? Was it a slow death?
He might walk out. But she couldn't walk out because she's contractually obliged to stay there. So,
she can't walk out. It's her hotel suite.
Exactly. So we've talked about wasps, which is obviously just, that was a crazy throwaway question.
Yes.
What are the listener questions?
Yes.
So now it's time to get into the real meaty stuff. The stuff everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
Again, not necessarily related to Catwoman.
No.
But Chris, you wanted to know yesterday if you could get Halle Berry to accompany you to the premiere of your new film.
That's my movie.
Wimbledon Common.
It's Wimbledon Common.
It's a tennis one.
It's nothing to do with the Wombles. I am not... Orinoco, Tomsk, or Uncle Bulgaria.
Okay, so you're doing the voiceover for Wimbledon.
I am in. Don't look. I am in.
Okay, you're not technically in it, though, are you?
Chris Moyles will appear in the movie Wimbledon.
Just not physically.
Just shut up. And so, obviously, I'm looking for a date for the premiere.
Right, that's it. So, that's what you said, and this is what I said to her.
Chris Moyles, who presents The Breakfast Show, is in a film. Which is good for him, and called Wimbledon. Have you heard of this film?
Yes. With Kirsten, I've heard of the film.
Yeah,
no.
Thanks.
with Kirsten.
Yeah, not Wimbledon. Kirsten Dunst is in the film, who I've also interviewed as well. I'm interviewing quite a few famous people. She is brilliant. Chris is in the film, and he doesn't. We don't see him.
Yeah.
He just sort of does a voiceover thing, says, "Hi, this is Chris Moyles. You're listening to Radio 1." Blah blah.
Yeah.
So,
give it away.
With that in mind, would you like to go to the premiere of Wimbledon with him?
Well, when is it?
Well, I don't know. The film opens the end of September. It's good, I mean, trying to sell it to you a little bit, it's good for two reasons. You get some publicity out of it, and let's face it, you know, you can do with it. The moment, you're not around everywhere at all. And Chris...
Let's face it, I can do without it at this point.
And Chris gets some publicity too.
I think he's stand to get more out of it than me, so I'm going to have to say no.
Bitch. See, that came over as nasty. I didn't mean that you need the publicity because you've got a flagging career, because obviously you haven't.
By the way, can I just say, I noticed that you did a fake laugh in that.
Did I?
Yeah, when you went, because you don't need the publicity. And then she doesn't get that at all, and she goes, oh, no, at the moment I think I could do with a break from it. And you went, you're such an ass-kisser.
I really am.
Like she's going to finish the interview, and you're going to walk up, she's going to go to a PA or whatever. Do you know, he was really cute, and he laughed at my line about publicity. Call him back. I'd like to take him out for dinner. It's not going to happen.
Right, Dave, I'd like to just say a billion thanks to you for this question. Because you were suggested yesterday that we ask Halle Berry, because she's a lifelong Everton fan, isn't she, Dave?
Says that on my toffee website.
That's right, and they should know. So you told me Halle Berry was an Everton fan. Thanks a lot for that, Dave.
You've won an Oscar.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
We also understand that you're an Everton fan. Everton Football Club fan. Is that true? Because your mother born in Liverpool?
Yeah, but I'm not an Everton football fan.
Ah, okay.
Sorry.
A guy on the show, Dave, is a big Everton fan and was hoping that you may be able to buy the club, really, because they're in a bit of trouble at the moment. Not very much money. I don't know how much you get for a movie, but, you know, fair
I don't
few.
Get enough to buy a club that I don't even know about.
Everton's not expensive, though, to be honest with you.
How much is it?
Have you heard of Wayne Rooney?
No.
No. Well, he plays for them, and they've got some other players too, and it's probably about, how much do you think, 20 million?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one to think
sorry.
About.
Sorry.
That's a definite no. Okay. Hallie's gone just a little bit scary there, Will. Okay, fine.
She did that look. You know that look like, don't ask me a question about Everton Football Club again, because I don't want to talk about it.
That was rubbish.
Well, she's not an Everton fan, Dave, so it's misinformation on your part.
Well, the thing is, I take this as a showbiz scoop, because now we can clear it once and for all that she shouldn't belong on the Toffee Web Everton site.
That's right.
Can I just say as well, and I'm not being funny, there's lots of you in this Halle Berry interview, and not so much of the berry.
No, she gave very, obviously, fantastic answers, but very short answers to a lot of the questions.
And you and Will were raving about her. He's going, that's a great interview. That's a pretty interview. It's a great interview. And so far, she said diddly.
Yeah, but she looked fantastic.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't make a great interview, does
it? Well, it does. Anyway, during the interview, Will, who was sat on the floor holding all wires and stuff. I don't know why.
When he wants to meet someone famous, like the Halle Berry or something like that, he goes, oh, well, I better go and do the technical side, which is just holding the lead.
Yeah, he didn't do a lot yesterday, actually. He did just hold the lead, sit on the floor, and then we left. But it was fair to say that Will found Halle pleasing to the eye, which is a direct quote from Will.
Nice.
So I did my best to unite the berry with the grey head.
Will, producer, who sat down here.
I will.
Hi.
Is single.
Really?
And quite tall.
That's nice.
And wants to know, shall I read this or do you want to say
it? You read it, I'll just look down here.
Would you like to go for a drink with him in a pub?
A pub here in town?
Yeah.
Sure.
Wow. All right, so she won't go to the premiere of my movie.
She'll go for a drink with Graham.
But she'll go for a pint with him.
Who notoriously is tight.
Yeah.
She'll end up paying for the whole
month. Oh, will she ever? Yeah, and it'll probably go, you don't have any, about £5 for a cab home.
He did that to me yesterday.
And finally.
Right, so obviously we've got to ask the cheese question. We're being wound up by the wind-up woman at this point after, like, our 12 seconds or whatever with her. So we've asked her the cheese question. Again, not directly linked to Catwoman.
Tom Cruise, Renée Zellweger, Uma Thurman have all answered this question. What's your favourite cheese?
Munster and provolone.
We haven't had that one before.
Munster and cowboy.
What sort of cheese is that?
Munster and provolone.
Okay, is it
combination?
Is it a hard cheese?
It's a soft cheese.
Okay, creamy cheese.
Not so creamy.
Okay, that's good.
Then we were
Munster and provolone.
I don't know.
What is Munster and provolone?
Cool, that's why I asked to say it twice.
Munster and Strobelov.
I've never Munster mentioned somebody.
Do you think that she hated you?
No, not hate's a strong word, is
right.
It?
Disliked intensely.
Loads. Well, scared of. Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. Well, it was a brilliant interview.
Thank you.
For the fact that every question from Dominic is a minute long and each Halle Berry answer is 3 seconds.
She did, yeah, she didn't really.
Yeah, and with that in mind, what do you think about with the that and the other? And what would you say about that? No. Okay, great. 7:56, by the way. Is it song that you thought I was going to love, isn't it?
You don't like it then?
Well, it's all right, I've got to be honest.
I think it grows on you. The first time I heard it, because Scott had it as record of the week, and it is very, very catchy after a while.
It's Moose T, Is It Cause I'm Cool? There you go, comes out on August the 23rd. And today is August the 4th. See that there?
It's only like 22 days to go.
Well done, Dave.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted. They ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama.
Go on, Dave. You got it wrong, didn't you?
Hang on. It's the 4th today. It comes out when? On the 23rd. Yeah. It'll be 19 days.
How many days?
19.
Right. I'm fading you out now, Dave.
19. The
blood of the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And
so did Halle Berry actually go for a drink with Grey Ed in the end?
No, not really.
Right.
She did kind of, sure, and then, no.
Good.
I feel the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money.
Making.
Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading.
Right, that's the brilliant Black Eyed Peas. I love that song, don't you, Dave?
Yeah, mega.
I love it so much. I don't want to play all of it today because I want to save it until I go home and listen to the album.
Elefunk.
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 Which is only one of a few albums in the world ever that you know the title of, isn't it?
It's not true.
Coming up, we're going to have Outkast and Shapeshifters. More Big Brother news from Mallard after news and sport with Dom and Jules at 10 o'clock.
Police arrest 13 in anti-terror raids.
And Beck says Scholes was one of England's best ever. BBC Radio
1 Newsbeat. Detectives across today. Radio 1 Newsbeat. It's now 4 minutes past 8.
You're being really vague with that weather.
What? I'm basically saying there's storms around, which is factually true.
Storms are heading north today.
Is that it?
Well, they are. They're heading north from the south.
Okay.
They're going up the country.
Why are they going on that holiday?
Although not everywhere in the south had storms. Bournemouth didn't have storms. Neither did Plymouth.
That's in the storms? South. What storms?
Sorry, I had a bit of peanut butter in my tooth.
That's nice.
Thank you. Are you trying to get the lead scorer details?
Oh, you got to log in.
Yeah, and I...
need a password, don't you?
Crap that, isn't it?
It's changed in the last 24 hours.
On the Leeds website? Mm. Rubbish.
So I can't tell you?
Oh, well. Perhaps it was an own goal.
Do you know what? People have been texting in there, but because our computer's rubbish! We can't actually see who it is.
Could have been Ricketts.
Do you know what? Huh?
Could have been Ricketts.
Could have been Brian Dean.
Could have been.
Huh? One of the great players... As a Liverpool fan...
Yes.
Are you jealous that you don't have such great players like we do?
Yes, I am jealous.
Right.
Mm.
Good.
I wanted Alan Smith, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I thought you'd been great.
I saw him play last night on Sky in his Man U shirt.
Does that pain you?
Seriously, yes, actually. But I thought you played very well.
Apart from that incident with Louis Saha we were talking about.
No, but you know what? That was Louis Saha's fault. That wasn't Smudge's fault. Because Louis Al was going around for it. Al had time for them to take a better shot. And Louis Saha would have only been able to just literally just whack it with his toe. Whereas Al could have given it a proper good hoof or even worked out, you know, which way to go for goal, as Henry Kelly used to say. So that was Louis Saha's fault. And you ask any Man U fan that and they'll say, we don't care. Chris is rubbish. And, well, no, but they'll agree. You mark my words.
Son.
Yeah. Right, so we're doing this every day this week. The jingle singers, sorry, audio imaging singers, we set them a challenge to get a word into a jingle. They've got to do it by 8:30. Monday's was cauliflower. Yesterday's was it?
Insulation.
Yeah, insulation or something. And we need a new word today. Banjo. Banjo is possible, yes.
Gerbil.
Gerbil is another one, yes.
Spatula.
Spatula is another good word.
Shower.
Longer words might be funnier.
Quiche.
Okay, yes, quiche.
Quiche Lorraine, right. Slightly longer.
Okay, see what you're doing there, yeah, but, you know.
Conservatory.
That's a good word.
Not a bad one.
Rabbit.
And, yeah, again, not that long, not that kind of... you know.
Photosynthesis, then.
See, that's not bad. Photosynthesis.
That's one of the longest words that I know.
Pontification.
Yes, that's
Pontifract.
Good. See, you're good. Give us some... You know big, long words. Don't give us some big, long words.
Disestablishmentarianism.
Very good.
Yugoslavia.
Synonymous.
Hey! I like that. I asked Alan earlier, he said cat. Right, but I said, that's just too easy.
Commissioner.
Commissioner, yes.
Commissariat.
A what?
A commissariat.
Is that like a commissioner?
I don't really know what it means, but I just like the sound of it. A commissariat.
Commissariat. What does that mean, Dom?
I don't really know, but it sounds
good, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Commissariat.
Well, you said commissioner. Maybe it's the organisation of commissioners. It's like the official...
Commissariat. I don't really know, but it sounds nicer, doesn't it?
Right, comma...
Sounds authoritative.
Commissariat. Right, Rachel, look it up. Well, let's choose that one then. In fact, and let's not tell him what it means.
Okay.
Right, so Jingle Singers, your word today is...
Commissariat.
There you go, which is the international...
Commission for Commissioners.
...governing body of commissioners around the world. So the Jingle team had to get a jingle made by the end of the 8:30 news that contains that word...
Commissariat.
There you go. But will they do it? Find out in half an hour.
Got Will Smith live on air today, was known as the Fresh Prince. Came on the show 4 years ago and hasn't been on since. So now he's got to make it up to Mosey, you and me. Take all of us to Hollywood to star in any black screen.
He'll be on the show after 9 today.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
1, 2, 3, go!
Pressure. Who thought it was I'm a different pressure?
Dominic.
Was it you? I'm a different pressure.
I'm still not convinced it's not.
It's not pressure.
You have a listen.
So I just wanted to bring you back to once again talk to you about the great Halle Berry interview you did.
Yes.
You know that link to describe the Halle Berry interview took 10 minutes?
Yes.
Right, and we have, what we've done is we've edited during the last 15 minutes, we've edited all of you out, all of me out, and just left Halle Berry, right?
Okay.
So this 10-minute long interview, right, we've just chopped out everything but Halle's answers, and let's hear it now.
Yes. Good, because I thought it was going to sting me. It was a pretty quick death. Well, when is it? I think he'd stand to get more out of it than me, so I'm going to have to say no. Yeah, but I'm not an Everton football fan. I don't get enough to buy a club that I don't even know about. I will. Really? That's nice. A pub here in town?
Yeah.
Sure. Munster and provolone. It's a soft cheese. Not so creamy.
22 seconds of what you were considering, you two, you and Will, considering the best interviews you've done for ages.
But let me ask you a question.
22 seconds.
Do you feel you know a bit more about Halle Berry now than you did before?
No, not at all.
Monster and provolone.
We know she's not an Everton fan.
Right.
We know she's killed a wasp.
Yeah, and that's it. And we know that she just gave you like 2 or 3 second answers for each of your 8-minute questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Good, because I thought it was going to sting me. It was a pretty quick death.
See, it's a pretty big death. Pretty quick death.
What's that?
That's her film voice. Yeah. However.
That's right. Halle Berry speaking. Hope you go see my new movie, Catwoman. Damn right.
There is more to this.
Yeah. We can redeem ourselves with a piece of excellent information that we learned while we were at the interview.
Can I just say, it's nice to see you back, Will.
Hello.
You seem to be wearing a T-shirt which says Woody on it.
It's my Fire Brigade T-shirt that I got when I went to the fire station.
Oh, okay, yeah, nice, okay.
And who's Woody?
Woody's one of the firemen.
It's the fella from Toy Story.
So do you want to hear this good bit of information?
Yes, go ahead then.
When we were there, we met James King, Radio 1's movie expert.
Radio 1's movie man.
Who has seen a rough cut of Wimbledon.
Really?
The movie you're in.
Yes.
And it does feature a DJ in the rough cut.
Right.
Who you'll be replacing.
Oh, really?
Do you want to know who that is?
Go on.
Danny Baker.
Really?
Apparently Danny's in it quite a lot of the way through, but your bit that he remembered the actual scene that you're covering is Danny Baker at the moment.
Okay. Well, do you know what? I'm not going to say too much about that, just in case I go to the movies on the premiere.
And they haven't cut him out.
Bloody Danny Baker, where's me? Where's me? Danny Baker.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
James is really funny. He went, no, I've seen the film, yeah, but the one with Danny Baker in. We're going, no, it's Chris, isn't it? Chris. Oh, no, it's not. We saw Danny Baker do it.
You know, I've got to be honest, right? When people, friends are going to ask me about this movie, I'm going to say it's the one with Kirsten Dunst in and not the one with Danny Baker in. No offence, Danny.
And now, it's time for B.B. Alex.
Hooray!
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Alan. So, tonight, someone is leaving the Big Brother house.
Yes.
Oh.
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
From our poll yesterday.
Yes.
I'll do this one at first, actually. Not the text poll, because that was horrible and rigged, and everyone said that Jason was brilliant, and he's not. He's horrible.
No, you can't change what the listeners to the show yesterday said they want Jason to win.
They were being nasty to me as opposed to honest. I don't think they really voted Jason.
Right, okay.
But I did a Radio 1 staff poll, we will hear over the next few days, which I didn't rig before anything.
Did.
I did not
rig. The winner is who you told them to say.
No, I didn't. I just said, who will you vote for? And in true Big Brother style, I can reveal who came out bottom. So this is the person who will be leaving tonight. Right. As far as Radio 1 staff go. And I think it's quite interesting.
Right.
Because the bookie's favourite is Shell at the moment. Yeah. Not Jason, but Shell, unfortunately. Yeah. I like Shell. Radio 1 came up with a tie. Jason or Stuart.
Good.
Which I didn't see coming.
Stuart's dull.
Stuart is dull. Hair. He's very exciting, probably off camera, but on camera he is dull. So I don't really want to see Stuart
tonight. Now that you know he's not in the final three, you're changing your tack.
No, it's not.
You've always been a big fan of Stuart.
I think I'm a massive fan of Stuart.
He's so funny. I like Stuart. He's so funny. And he's so funny. He's always exciting.
He is.
So funny. He's not funny.
So where did my tip for the top Shell come out?
Huh?
Where did Shell feature in your poll?
Oh, I beg your pardon. I can't tell you. We'll find that out on Friday.
Well, she'll be fourth or third then, won't she?
Yes.
Could
I can't
second,
say that.
Could she not?
Maybe.
Because that'll be Dan. That'll be Nadia, Dan, right? And then I'll say Shell, Jason, Stuart.
Anyway, this week Big Brother are playing with their heads. Right, yesterday they were asked to sit on the settees and they sat there for a whole 40 minutes listening to crowd noise before Big Brother just said, you are now free to leave the seats. Didn't explain anything about it. Also yesterday, after nicking Big Brother's, after nicking the housemaid's duvets out of the bedrooms, they then put a fake newspaper behind a two-way mirror, which Nadia fell for. It said, Big Brother mole tops poll. After explaining to Nadia what a mole was, because she didn't quite understand, she fell for it, was very shocked about it. Shell thought it might be a wind-up. Jason claims to have known all along, thinking it's clearly Nadia. And Dan suggested it might be Jay himself. And Stuart, well, I don't understand this, but Stuart thought it might be him himself. Maybe it's me, he goes. Which might back up the fact that he may be a bit dull.
Am I right in saying, on the first night when they all went in, they all had the little videos about themselves, didn't Stuart say he's probably going to be the most intelligent housemate they've ever had?
Yeah.
He's one of the stupidest housemates they've ever had. The guy's dippy.
He is dippy. Maybe academically he's very good.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Right. Well. Really? Wow. Yeah, wow.
And after yesterday's news,
I can't wait until he comes out of the house and within 48 hours he's bedded some page 3 bird behind Michelle's back.
She hasn't got a chance, has she?
No way.
Not a chance.
He's so going to trade her in for a better model.
After learning yesterday that they refused to nominate each other in front of Big Brother and each other, Big Brother got their revenge.
Yeah.
And it was evil. They turned the plasma screen on and showed some of the previous nominations the housemaids had made, some of which were about the housemaids already still in the house.
Oh, no.
Indeed. Stuart nominated Shell.
Hello, why the big pause?
So I thought you were going to say something then.
No.
Sorry. Stuart nominated Shell. Dan nominated Shell also. Jason nominated Dan.
Basically, what they showed was everybody nominating each other.
Mainly Shell, actually. It was quite Shell-tastic, all the votes. And Shell was very upset by it, like this.
No, I don't get upset about the nominations at all, Stu. I just... It's really cross with them because they know I've been in there. And I mean, well, the nomination they showed was Nadia, and they know I've been in there every single week from now. Every time they call me and say, oh, who surprised you since now? Or, you know, who have you made friends with now? And I've always said, you know, Nadia, because I really was scared of her at the beginning.
See, Shell, it's not fair. Don't pretend to be fair.
She's so cute, Shell. She's so cute. Mm.
And she's not up to it though, last week, though.
No, I think I'm upset about the nominations at all, Sue. I just... It's really cross with them.
Oh, so the way she says cross.
I think she's probably one of the best-looking people that's been in there.
Definitely.
Oh,
so, if it's her tonight, what shall I say?
To common her up big time.
Any questions you want?
You know what I mean?
considering she's
working class in her. What?
She has a boyfriend. Bear that in mind.
Yeah, but she hasn't. She's hardly spoken about him, so she doesn't care about him.
So in the press conference, either Jason, hopefully,
yeah,
or Shell.
Right.
Any questions?
Shell. Would you like to go for a drink with Chris Moyles? That's a good one.
Drink with Chris Moyles.
And all Jason questions, by the way, I'm leaving entirely to you because you hate him
so
much.
Can I tell him I hate him?
Yeah.
Told you, he'll batter you.
Do you know what?
He'll batter me.
Yeah, but Dave, he's got to do that. Hi, I just love this. Hi, Jason, BB Allard from the Chris Moyles Show on Radio 1.
All right.
I hate you. No question.
More of a statement than a question.
I'll do it, actually, if it's Jason.
Mate, that is so...
Really, I have to say it to his face, because he's horrible.
I think he's going to kick off.
Do you think?
Well, I just think if he's going to get booed and everything, and if the audience really go for him, I think he might get really defensive and a bit peed off.
I think a lot of people like him.
He doesn't do himself any favours. Every time I kind of go, he's all right, really, then he goes and does something really dumb and stupid. And he's just, oh, man, whatever.
He'll have a good time with the press, I think, at the press conference. I don't think they'll be too hard on him,
I
better do it for him.
All right, well, then tonight, what time's the show on tonight?
Channel 4 at 9 o'clock, and then back at 10:30 for the actual kicking out. So it's going to be a late one tonight.
Oh, great.
And that's when hopefully Jason will be leaving the house.
The good news is that in between is the Peter Kay.
Oh, it is, 9:30 tonight.
Which is fantastic.
PTK Live in Manchester, yeah. I believe it is. Which looks like the bungalow tour, basically.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the one just before his birthday, I think.
Which was in Bolton,
or,
wasn't it?
Or on his birthday, perhaps.
Alright.
Tell you what, if there's any questions you want for Shell,
yes,
text it in, 8199. I'll take some of the best, because otherwise, what else can you ask us? So I'll take some listener questions with me and say, Shell, from such...
No, stuff the listener questions. Dave and I will come up with a list of questions for the little gorgeous beauty sex pot ourselves.
You'll just be really pervy.
Absolutely. TLC and No Scrubs. And before that, 22 seconds of Halle Berry.
Yes. Pretty good, because I thought it was going to sting me. It was a pretty quick death. But when is it? I think he'd stand to get more out of it than me, so I'm going to have to say no. Yeah, but I'm not an Everton football fan. I don't get enough to buy a club that I don't even know about.
I will.
Really? That's nice. A pub here in town?
Yeah.
Sure. Munster and provolone. It's a soft cheese. Not so creamy.
There you go.
You know a lot more about now than you did.
Yeah. 10 minutes of interview in 22 seconds. That's all of Halle Berry's answers. Michael Parkinson is bricking himself. It's a TLC and No Scrubs. So, hopefully, after 9 o'clock this morning, Will Smith will be on the show live. He might be listening in his hotel. Morning, Will.
Morning, Will.
Morning, Will.
Morning, Will.
Morning, Will.
Oh, horrible voice.
Morning, Will. It's right to the ear. How are you? BBC Radio 1.
He comes in and goes, hey guys, I was listening to the show earlier on. Who the hell is that woman? I go, morning, Will! So he'll be coming up soon. Snow Patrol, the brilliant Spinning Games. I can't tell you how much I love that record. And NERD and The Streets coming up. Let's get some news from Dominic at 8:30.
Police have arrested 13 terrorist suspects in Black. Now 8:35.
Hi, this is Will Smith. And whenever I'm in the UK, I always like to go to Everton to watch my favourite, Wayne Rooney.
Get him to do one of those jingles if you want when he comes in.
He probably won't want to, though, will he?
He might do.
I'm more upset about the fact that Halle Berry won't buy the club.
Halle Berry has no idea who Everton are.
She's really never heard of them.
Well, I half took that as the fact that she's more Liverpool than Everton.
Her mum was, but she did confirm her mum was born in Liverpool, but she's definitely not a blue.
There you go. Dominic, what is the best team in Liverpool?
That would be Liverpool.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Dave, what is the best team in Liverpool?
I'm not getting into this childish debate.
Ding dong.
Big win last night.
It was a big win.
Yeah, against, what division do they play in?
Sheffield Wednesday.
What division are they playing? Sheffield Wednesday division?
League One, Dave.
League One, is that right?
Mm.
Oh. And didn't they have loads of reserves out playing on the team last night? And they got three past the mighty Everton.
Mm.
But, I mean, really, are you pleased with that?
More pleased than some of the results of late.
I mean, I'll be honest, if that was a Leeds result, we'd be over the moon. We scored six! What, own goals? No, what, proper, for ourselves? I watched the Man U game last night, and I saw that after It's this Vodafone tournament, which just seems to be some kind of marketing money thing, right? But anyway, so I'm looking at the results of the table, okay? And Man U have won one game and have 4 points, and this other Rocky Juniors, right? They've played one game and they have like 28 points, and you go, How does this work? And what happens is, if you win a game, you get 3 points, but you also get a point for every goal you score. Did you know that?
No.
That's true.
That's confusing.
So Man U have played one game and won, the same as Rocky Juniors who have played one and won, but they have about 8 points and Man U have 4.
Because they've scored more goals.
Yeah.
Carries on Thursday.
But how bizarre is that?
I didn't know that.
So so a game like that, you'd have had 9 points out of that game.
Fantastic. We'll have that.
So what's that all about?
It's a 9-pointer.
It's a 9-pointer, yeah.
Yeah, a bit like Juliet. So
that's a 9-pointer.
Sorry, you're right. So we gave the jingle singers the word half an hour ago. They had to get today's word into today's jingle. The word was, Dave?
Commissariat, which I found out means is the French word for police station.
Right, we might be in trouble.
We've been challenged by Chris Moyles to get in certain words that fits into this jingle, no matter how absurd. So here's today's new jingle word, commissariat. It also rhymes with Harriet, a medieval death duty.
Oh, nice, I see what they've done there.
The Chris Moyles Show, education for the nation, National Radio 1.
See, we didn't actually
say... It also rhymes with Harriet, which is a medieval death duty.
I think it's Harriet, I think it was, which is a medieval death duty.
Was it? I thought it was a vet.
But we didn't say what it was. Oh, well, they did it anyway, so fine, good, lovely.
Harriet.
It's 8:39 on Radio 1.
One single moment, your whole life can turn round.
I love this so much. Every time I can put the CD on, straight to this track. Snow Patrol, Spinning Games. Excellent. 8:47 morning, Wednesday today, BBC Radio 1, I'm Chris Moyles. Jo Wiley is on at 10 today. It's the last day before she goes for a couple of weeks' holiday. But once again, she's obviously got one of those late cheap package deals.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's going away, she's not on tomorrow.
One of those ones where you fly on a Thursday.
Yeah. Jo Wiley, though, right, and she, if she's listening, she'll go, how dare you, that's so rude, but it's true. Joe Wiley's kind of person who takes like a week off, but then is ill on that first Monday back. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know,
picked up a bug on the plane or something.
Get a really good deal, but she can't fly back until the Monday. So she goes, "Oh, do you know what? I'll book it anyway. I'll just say I was ill." Just comes in, you know. We were yesterday. Yeah, 24-hour flu, but I feel great now.
Really do.
Just thinking of duty free, that kind of thing. So Joanne from 10 today, Edith is on her own this week. Rachel said she sounds great. You were listening yesterday, weren't you?
Yes, you did.
Fresh from your trip to LA.
I was just taking a nap and listening at the same time.
Oh, she put you to sleep then, did she?
She'll love you saying that, thanks for that.
No, you know when you dozed, you just got your eyes shut.
Yep, I've got a story about that for later.
No, you haven't. Can I just say that I thought that if you were going to mention what I think you might be mentioning,
yes,
I would have advised you to have done it in the 7 to 7.30 yeah. hour.
Or maybe a minute to 10.
I wouldn't do that.
Or maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm going to keep you guessing, Dave.
Interesting.
It's going to be a bit on and off weather today. It's that kind of weather which Dominic hates because it's so kind of up and down all over the UK today.
Can they call that changeable weather?
I think they could do. Yesterday in London, either terrible, 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 terrible thunderstorms or no rain whatsoever in the same city. And I think it's pretty much like that up and down the UK today. Look at those weather maps on the BBC telly after the news. It's just that, like, an entire line of thunder and lightning. moving across the UK. And seriously, if it's anywhere near as bad as I had it last night, or hello, if it's anywhere near as the weather that I saw last night, then it's going to be quite bad. If you've got a room or a window that's likely to leak when it's really heavy rain,
close
before,
it.
Before you, yeah, well, that, but then before you leave the house today, stick some towels down. I had to do that today. I had to stick towels down my floor.
I had to last night. Yeah. On my front door, towels and the washing up bowl.
Behind the front door?
Yeah.
How are you going to get back in the flat?
Well, that was a problem, actually. What it meant was that when I...
You had to climb out the window.
Well, yeah, because when I opened the door, then it moved the bucket so it wasn't catching the drip. So then the bucket's in the middle of the hall, and then all the stuff's gone in the...
Fascinating. You're listening to Dave's Bucket of Water.
Link.
yesterday, I downloaded my mini-me.
Did you?
From the Radio 1 website. This is... I don't know what you call them. I know there's a name for them, but I don't know what you call them. You know, when you get your download, it's basically a little cartoon version of me, and download it, and it's a desktop thing. I think that's what it is. A desktop mini Moyles. And so you get it on, and it's nice, and it kind of stands there and crosses his arms and taps his foot and stuff like that, and then you double-click on him, and he does a little whirl into my superhero outfit and flies off. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The idea of this is that at some points during the day, well, whatever, night, when your computer's on, all of a sudden I'll just appear on the screen and I'll give you some information about the show. So I've downloaded it yesterday and I've completely forgot all about it, and I'm doing some work on my computer and all of a sudden I just hear clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, and I appear on my screen and a little speech bubble comes up saying, Dominic and his wife are thinking about getting the floor done in their house. Because what we're doing... Now... What we do is, we do backstage gossip on it, right, for the show, but rather than do serious stuff, we're doing, like, Dave's having a new sofa delivered on Thursday.
Today?
Well, today, is it?
It's getting Scotch guarded on Thursday.
I'm sorry to hear that. And but this is all true. So kind of mind-numbingly boring bits of information about the team. So I'm in the middle of some kind of big document I'm writing yesterday, and all of a sudden, click, clock, click, clock, click, clock, I appear. So Dominic and his wife think about getting the floor done in their house, and it's Alan's birthday soon.
Oh,
and then I fly off. Unbelievable.
It's not like the big stuff, like Will Smith or anything like that appearing on the show.
No, it says that as well.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it reminded me yesterday that Will Smith was on the show today, and he will be on the show, hopefully, about 9:10.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Half an hour or so.
Yo, buck up now and give a brother room. I love Will Smith.
You're not going to sing that at him, are you?
I don't know which one to sing at him. I might go...
How about none of them?
In West Philadelphia, born and raised... That one. The what?
How about none of them?
No, I've got to do a little bit.
Do you think?
Yeah. This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. Why? Which one are you going to do? Is that because you don't want me to do yours?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I've got a selection of Big Willie tunes. Calm down, Alan.
Well, when we were talking about it earlier, I'd forgotten about Just the Two of Us.
Just the Two of Us.
I hate that
We can
record.
Make Don't it you? If we try, no, no, no. Just the Two of Us. It
doesn't matter because
you and I.
I like Will Smith, but I have
just
to say
the
that
two
Chris,
of us.
I hated yes? that one.
Don't sing that one at
But
him.
That's got his, that, hasn't that got his little boy on it?
Mm.
Yeah, but it's not as irritating as that Whitney Houston one. Sing, Mommy. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Crap. No, it's all right.
Now, Dad is a very sensitive subject.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, Big Willie, Big Willie, in the place to be, the BBC, hopefully after 9 o'clock this morning. Yeah.
Was this from Austin Powers, this one?
No, they did a version of it with Dr. Evil.
Oh, that's right.
No.
From the first time the doctor placed you in my arms, I knew I'd meet death before I let you meet harm.
What are you making, what are you turning your face up for? You don't like that one?
No.
Just the two... All right, well, here's your choice, then. Just the Two of Us. Right? Miami. Getting Jiggy With It. La-la-la-la-la-la-la. Just Cruising. Remember that one? No. Freaking It. And then we've got the album Born to Rain. And this is Jazzy Jeff the Fresh Prince. Which one's this? Can't Wait to Be With You. I Can't Wait to Be With You. Do you remember that one?
No.
Do you remember that? You know, seriously, I'm like a discography of Will Smith.
Put Jiggy on.
Hang on, I've got Twinkle, Twinkle, I'm Not a Star. Do you remember that one?
No.
I'm making two piles here, by the way, ones you've heard of. I'm Looking for the One to Be... Remember that one? Yeah. Summertime.
I like that one.
What, Summertime?
Yeah.
The Things That You Do, do you remember that?
No.
I bet you don't remember that one. Girls of the World Ain't Nothing But Trouble. Now, do you know that one?
No.
That is class. I think it's on the Summertime single. There you go. How sad do I know that I know it's track 4 on the Summertime single. I can't wait to be with you. I can't wait to see you.
With a Sydney Youngblood sample.
What? I can't wait to be with you. No, Luther Vandross.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
I can't
wait to be
with you. See?
Yeah. I can't wait to see you. You don't remember that?
No.
Do you really not remember that?
No.
All right, here's the other one then. We should really come and maybe have waited till he was in to do this.
Mm.
Although, to be honest, I think, well, do you not know that one? You two would have gone, yeah, love it, yeah, brilliant.
He probably doesn't want to sit and listen to his own songs.
Why, he gets paid. What else have we got? Just very quickly. Lovely Days. Remember that, Dave? A Lovely Days.
Yep.
And then Funk Dubiest were Dedicated. I seem to have
it. Remember that.
And Yo Back Up Now and Give a Brother Room. Which is what, Rachel? Boom, boom, shake the room, baby! Yes. So, have you never heard this? This is on the Summertime single, and I think it was out before that. Girls of the World Ain't Nothing But Trouble. Do you not remember that?
Nope.
Brilliant sample. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you not remember this, Dave?
No.
It's basically about women being a pain in the ass. Great record. Listen, homeboys, don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away. No?
No.
Right. Okay. We'll discuss this later. Will and I. We'll teach you the ways of the big willy.
Look forward to that.
I'm telling you.
Peace.
And me.
What?
I think
you know more than you realise. It's 8:56. Dave's Tedious Link coming up next on Radio 1. She makes me think of lightning and skies. She's sexy. It's your boy now. Yeah, yeah. Go back up now, give a brother room. The fuse is lit and I'm about to go.
Boom.
Like, yeah, you gotta give it more.
Boom.
Boom.
Big Willy action.
That's yes, but not in that way, Dave. It's Outkast and She Wants to Move.
Mercy, mercy, mercy me. My life is a cage, but I'm staying jump free.
See, you know it.
I do know it.
All right, well, maybe some rapping with Big Willy
no
later.
Diggity.
No doubt. Right, Tedious Link, I am hiding. It's today's Tedious Link from yesterday's Take That and Everything Changes.
The phrase Everything Changes is very similar to All Change, which is something you'd expect to hear over the tannoy when your train or bus has reached its final destination. Final Destination was a film all about a plane crash, and in that respect shares something in common with other plane crash films such as Alive. Alive starred Ethan Hawke and was all about a South American rugby team whose plane crashed in the Andes, and they had to take it in turns to eat each other. People who eat each other are called cannibals. If you add the words fine and young to the front of the word cannibals, you get fine young cannibals who were led by singer-songwriter Roland Gift. A gift is what you might buy a friend or loved one on their birthday or on an important anniversary. The amount of letters that make up the word anniversary numbers exactly 11, which bizarrely is also the number of people that make up a football team. The word team is actually an anagram of the word meat. Meat rhymes with beat, and when you think of the word beat, in the context of Michael Jackson hits from the year 1983, you think of Beat It by Michael Jackson, which links us to this morning's Tedious Link track.
Really?
It is Michael Jackson and Beat It.
Oh, ace.
That one.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's a Michael Jackson classic. It plays in 10 seconds on Radio 1. Remember the Eat It version?
Yes, I do. Weird Al.
Weird Al. Got that somewhere upstairs, I think. Great record, the top original, Michael Jackson and Beat It. It's 4 minutes past a big hour of 9. Seamless Link?
More or less.
What are the problems?
Well, there's a little bit of terminology problem, all about the people taking it in turns to eat each other. Now, I understand why this has provoked a rather large reaction.
You said in the film Alive, people took it in turns to eat each other.
Yeah, well, what I meant by that was that they kind of tossed up, so to speak, to work out who they were going to eat.
I haven't seen this movie.
No, they were, you know, they also ate the dead people.
Right, because somebody texted in saying they didn't take it in turns to eat each other because those dead dudes didn't eat anybody.
Well, no, this is true, and actually my terminology was misleading, for which I apologise.
There's a few people moaning the Final Destination isn't a movie about an air crash.
Well, it sort of is, isn't it?
No, it's not really. No? It's about cheating death.
Yeah, but with a
Have you seen the movie?
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah, I saw it with you, didn't I?
No.
Yeah, I did.
I don't think so.
I did.
No, where? Where?
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What's it about?
It's about people who are on a plane, and then one of them has a vision of the future and knows that the plane is going to crash. Yeah. So therefore, he wants to get off the plane.
Yeah.
And then I think the plane...
Okay, yeah, I've seen it.
Right. Right, but fine. I did see it with you.
That's good. You also saw yesterday I, Robot, didn't you?
Yep.
The new Will Smith movie.
Yep.
How did you feel?
It was very, very good.
What?
I thought it was very good.
Yeah, okay.
Special effects I thought were excellent.
Yeah. And now, I'm not being funny,
yep.
Okay? But you struggle with plot lines in movies, don't you?
Sometimes.
Did you, be honest,
yep.
Understand the movie from start to finish and enjoy it?
Yes.
Right. You didn't, did you?
I did.
There were things in there that confused you slightly.
But I think you'll find that our discussion after the film yesterday, when we discussed it at great length over lunch...
Yes.
...is that I did know exactly what happened in the film.
Okay. We won't talk about it too much, because I don't want to spoil it for everyone, because it comes out on Friday. But, Dave, by the way, the only reason I say this is Dave came around mine once, watched the first 4 minutes of The Matrix before going, really, this is a waste of time. I won't really understand it.
I just couldn't be bothered to understand it. It's not really my sort of film, to be honest, unlike iRobot, which it was.
Yeah. I mean, would you reckon that as one of your favourite movies, iRobot? Forget the fact that Will Smith's probably in a car listening right now on the way into the studio. Yeah. But would you say iRobot is one of your favourite films?
Certainly one of the best films I've seen in the last couple of months.
Together with, what other ones of your favourite movies would you put iRobot with? Suburban Commando?
Yeah.
Stop on My Mum Will Shoot?
Mannequin 2.
Yep. Weekend of Birdies?
No, honestly, I mean...
Porkies?
I've not seen Porkies. This sounds like we're taking the mickey, but I did enjoy it. It was a good film. And you should see it when it comes to your local
cinema. I've already seen it.
No, not you. I mean, the people listening in listener land.
Okay.
When it comes to their local Odeon, or UCI, or whatever, they should go down and they should...
Or Ove, whatever they're called now. They'll change something.
Are they Ove?
Something like that.
Ove?
Something like Ove or Ole or something.
Oops, never sorry.
Was that your glass eye falling out again?
The thing is, essentially, what we're doing here is we're not entirely sure what time Will Smith is going to turn up, so the purpose of this link is to kind of pad and...
He's in a car now, listening, going, is this the show I'm going on? Yeah, turn the car around now.
We were told that he'd arrive about 9-ish, so what we thought we'd do is just sort of pad for a while.
Well, no, we'll continue with the show.
Okay, right.
Because it's half-time, Dave.
Yep.
And it's the bit on the show where you say...
Let's get ready to ramble!
Relive Dave's tedious link one more time.
Little him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face, you better disappear.
Ooh.
The fire's in the eyes and the words are really clear. So beat it, just beat it. You better run, you better do what you can. Don't want to see no blood, don't be a macho man. You wanna be tough, better do what you can. So beat it. But you wanna be bad, just beat it. Beat it. Showing how funky strong is your fight. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just beat it. Just beat it. Just beat it. Just beat it.
Rachel's back, by the way. This music always reminds me of Rachel. Mm. Doesn't remind me of Uma Thurman dressed in a beautiful jumpsuit. Always reminds me of Rachel, sadly.
Why is that?
Laundry, I'm going to have a
Who's done it over the last couple of days?
Alan.
Alan did it by doing an impression of you.
I thought it was very patronising and insulting, actually, his irritating voice.
No wonder. He's been really weird today. I was wondering why.
Because
he
hates you, and he's had two really good days without you being here. That's what
it
is.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Fact. No doubt about it. In fact, yesterday, I don't want to tell tales, but yesterday he said that you're rubbish and smell of wee. And so I think that just shows you.
No, I didn't.
Alex, we're not going to fall out already, are we?
No, he didn't say you were rubbish.
Oh. He's making it up, Rachel. I never said you're rubbish.
You said that she smells of
wee. Then, give me your impression then.
No, go on. It wasn't very good.
It was very funny.
I was told off for losing the audio of you after your recording, so I had to make an impression.
He did an impression of you.
Go on, then.
No.
Yeah, go on, then.
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You have to be in a car.
You're right enough.
Okay. Can you just say for me, in that voice,
yeah.
he's not the Messiah, he's a very naughty boy.
He's not a Messiah, he's a very naughty boy.
What does that mean?
Life of Brian, Monty Python.
Oh.
He's not the Messiah, he's a very naughty boy. You haven't seen it, have you?
I have, but I must have not been paying attention.
You missed that funny line, memorable clip of the movie.
Never a big Monty Python fan, to be honest with you.
Yeah, were they overrated, were they?
I think so, in many respects.
Yeah, they didn't kind of change British comedy at all.
Well, they did.
Right.
I suppose.
Right, good. I mean, what you're saying is they're no little and large.
No. I wouldn't. No, I don't think so. I just think that they were a bit overrated.
Run through some of your favourite comedians and comic actors and stuff like that, Dave.
Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think of comedy actors, I think Chevy Chase is right up there with the best of them.
Right.
Especially in his National Lampoon's sort of work.
Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else? You're miming something to me, which makes no sense whatsoever.
What am I miming to you?
Well, you're rubbing the top of your head.
Yep.
And then you're drinking.
Right, here we go.
Tommy Cooper.
Well, what am I doing now? You do that. What am I doing?
Cheers. Oh, Ted Danson.
Yes.
Oh, I see. So it was the wig.
That's Ted Danson's wig.
Oh, no, he is a very fine comedy actor too. Yeah. As is Steve Guttenberg, of course.
Chubby Brown?
Chubby Brown I've never been a big fan of, no.
Oh.
No, you and I like Chubby.
Just
Chubby,
us then, yeah.
I think some of
Alec loves his Chubbies.
I think some of his lines are funny, especially the one about where he the one with the tablets and his wife, I think is one of his best lines. You know, the headache one.
Yeah. I don't have a headache. Well, any chance of, do you know that one?
I think that's probably his finest work, but a lot of it just, I think, is average.
Right, okay. Right.
Peter Kay, of course, he's on tonight, 9:30, Channel 4. That'll be worth seeing.
You're weird today.
Why?
Don't know.
It's kind of Mr. Tangent level,
isn't it?
It's really odd coming back and just remembering what everybody's like.
What would you have been doing this time yesterday, 10 past 9 in LA? Yeah, no, but you know what I mean. 10 past 9 in the morning in LA, what are you normally up to?
10 past 9?
Yeah.
Getting up, having some breakfast.
Yeah.
Going for a swim.
Going for a swim, yeah.
Walking down the beach.
Walking down the beach.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Tell the audience about your text you sent in to us on Monday morning to wish us luck.
Oh, yeah. Rachel sent us a text about 5:30 in the morning, quarter past six, or 6 o'clock in the morning, something like that. 5:30, quarter past six, one of those random early times.
Definitely early on the dot.
Saying, I might still have it, saying, just checking your roll up and at work. It's really weird knowing that you'll all be working and I'm not because I'm still on holiday in LA. Anyway, got to go now, about to jump into the hot tub. To which I replied, we all here in the studio say shut up and we hope that you drown. Now, it's off.
And you said something else.
Did I?
Yes.
What?
I can't possibly say.
I'll tell you what, was it rude?
Mm.
Well, say it again, you might be back in LA by this time tomorrow. You're suspended for 2 weeks. Excellent. Right, okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the words?
We're not doing it.
Oh, no, we're not, are we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, shock. We're not going to do car park catchphrase today.
I know what we can do.
You know what? Hang on. Are you going to say? You're going to do this? Right, okay. Rachel!
The lines are not open for car park catchphrase. You don't need to be in a car. You don't need to be know your catchphrases. You don't need to be in a car. Don't call 08700 100 100.
That's not?
Not 08700 100 100.
Will Smith is on his way. Coming up to 9:15, it's Wednesday morning, this is BBC Radio 1. I am Chris Moyles, and this, hit the vocal, is D12.
How come we don't even talk no more?
Do you know that is, Dave?
Sugar Babes.
That's right. Caught in a Moment.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. What did I see on Top of the Pops Saturday? I saw Javine do Don't Walk Away.
She was the one that didn't get into Girls Aloud, was she not?
I don't know. I think so. You might be right. I don't know. I think that's the new single, Don't Walk Away, which I think was Jade originally. Is it? Mm. Don't walk away. No one away.
Yeah.
Do you know, we're like divas, aren't we? We're like English divas. Mm. English working class divas. No, I'm not working class. Yes, you are. You know what I'm saying? We should so release a record.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you put us through the studio, you can make us sound great.
I'm sure, but just be embarrassing.
For you?
No.
No, I just feel, uncomfortable.
You didn't feel uncomfortable when you grabbed the mic in Portugal and had a bit of a sing?
Yeah, and that karaoke bar in Hammersmith, do you remember?
Strangers in the night, it's challenging glances.
I've never sung that one. Me and Dave were good.
What were you singing?
When we did Dirty Dancing.
No, what did you sing in Portugal?
Oh, I don't remember.
It was a Frank Sinatra classic.
No, it wasn't. It was
you Tom murdered
Jones.
It.
Is it Tom Jones?
The reason I did that, though, is because I couldn't hear him. And I couldn't see the lyrics either.
You could hardly walk. You'd had two bottles of wine before you got on the stage.
I did like the rosé out there.
You'd like the rosé anywhere. You'd like the rosé out of the bottle in the glass. That's how you like it. Do you know the drunkest person on that trip was probably Alan.
Mm.
There was a night when I got drunk. There was a night when Rachel got drunk. There was one night that Alan didn't get drunk.
It's the shots. They take me by surprise.
Yeah, but they do take you by surprise, but not when you have nine of them.
They're triples.
I don't know how I got so drunk. I only had nine triple vodkas.
Not nine.
Five, I think, was my limit.
Unbelievable. Hello. I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. Gotta love Alad. Right, so we're waiting for Will Smith to come in. Now, this is a story all about how my life got flipped turned upside down.
And I'd like to take a minute.
And there you go. This is the great quality.
I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Look at that. Great quality.
It's not the best, is it? Where's that from?
Will got off the internet, I think. Rather than get off the CD upstairs. Anyway, what's happening? Rachel's on the phone. Yes?
Incoming.
Is he here?
Oh, what's the story? Is he here? No? What's he saying? What's he saying?
Will's just called me and all I can hear is him just talking to people, so I think he might be here.
Oh, in West Philadelphia, born and raised.
You won't be able to hear it for the
day. He also might swear as well.
Will! Oh, he's put the phone down. Anyway, so when Will Smith coming on the show, hopefully sometime this week.
With Radio 1.
Ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, no, I know, you know. Right, okay. It's 9:25 and here is now live, because he's just walked in, Will Smith!
Hey! Well, it's 9:25 and listen, you have no idea how great that omen is. 9:25
really?
Is my birthday.
Wow.
9:25, September 25th. It's my birthday on the radio. It's my birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. We do it the other way around here.
Yeah.
You'd be 25-9.
20. So that's like September the 9th.
Hey! Will has just literally walked through the doors upstairs, straight into the studio, said hello to everyone, and I'm going, right, let's do it. And he's gone, yeah! That's what he does. Yo, back up now and give a brother room.
The fuse is lit, baby. I'm about to go.
Boom. See, now you say boom, but you've got to say
it's like boom.
Boom, you got to put a little more bass
boom,
in it, though.
More
boom. Yeah, no, it's boom, boom. Yeah, there you go.
There you go, you see.
Yeah, and you know, like you gotta, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Will came on the show 4 years ago when we did the afternoon show. Obviously, you remember, it's a highlight of your
career. Absolutely. It was one of the greatest things that ever, I tear up when I think about it.
Hasn't been on the show since 4 years ago, and it hasn't been on since, so we obviously made an impression on you. We had to change time slots and move to the morning just so we could get you back on, hoping that you might think, well, last time I did it, I went in the afternoon, so it must be a different guy. We'll do that morning.
We confuse you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, you know what? It's, whenever we're together, you know, there's my heart is full.
That's right.
And I feel that there's something special that's going to happen. You know that, you know how you feel that energy, that special someone.
I feel
and
that.
You just know that it's going to be special. And you never know exactly what it's going to be.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you smell gorgeous, by the way.
Really, you like that?
Yeah, I like that.
I thought it was Rachel, but it's not.
No, it's you.
You really do like it, though, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to tell you what it is if you're going to make fun of it on the radio. Because I specifically put it on just for this reason. You know,
it's
like smoked ham.
It's like
with a lighter. It's more fruity than that.
Yeah, it is. It's like a meadow.
Like it's, you know, that fresh walk through spring something.
Oh, I wouldn't walk. I'd get a car. But it's like a drive through a field.
It's like rosemary.
Rosemary.
What, who's telephone operator?
Who's Rosemary?
She's a telephone operator. Hong Kong Fui.
No, it's Aveda, the Aveda oils.
I was going to say that.
No, you weren't,
Rachel. You were not.
I was going to say that. It smells like one of my friend's shampoos, but then I you don't use that shampoo.
No,
it's rosemary and peppermint or something.
No, it's energizing composition.
Wow. What's Aveda?
I was going to say that.
You don't know about Aveda?
Is it shampoo?
No, it's a product. It's a product.
It's a manly man's product.
It's a manly man's product.
With big muscles and a huge penis. There's nothing feminine shampoo like about it.
Right.
No, listen, the women dig it. You know what I mean? It like pumps the pheromones.
Are you allowed to choose what smells you have?
Well,
only in the sense that...
That was... What smells I have?
No, as in, like...
You mean like...
Yeah, like your aftershave.
Cologne
or whatever.
Only because, I thought you were saying...
Like, my girlfriend now, she likes me to... She bought me one and she goes, I like that one.
You like that?
She likes me to smell...
Oh, no, you only get to wear what your wife loves.
Because, obviously, your missus likes you to smell of Will.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, you know, because there's a certain... That animal essence that she wants to maintain, you know. She wants to maintain the animal essence.
That's right. How is your beautiful family?
Oh, there are... Absolutely wonderful. Got the kids with me here. And,
really?
Yeah, Jada. She has her premiere of Collateral in New York tonight. So this is the first time we've both had premieres on the same night in different cities. We got that thing. This doesn't work on the radio. I'm doing the whole two finger eye thing. Say connection.
You do that in England. That's swearing at someone.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
It's like a mild version of
the middle. Middle. Yeah.
That's like.
The two finger. Wow!
Don't do that if you turn up at the premiere tonight and get on this.
And go down with the two.
It won't go down well at all. I'm gonna tell you that.
Oh geez, well I got it because I've been doing it in all my pictures. So
don't be doing that. That's like going like this. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. So I won't do that. I definitely won't do that.
Yeah, you have a car and go. Whoa! They won't go. What's he doing? It's a bit of a rock.
It's like a reverse peace sign, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a different kind of piece.
Don't do it to your brother.
I won't do it. I won't do it in English.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
That was a good like Negro accent
Thank
you just
you
did
much.
There. It was really
that's
good.
Like, that's kind of that stereotypical generic.
Yeah.
You kick your ass. Thank you very much. I like that. Right. Okay. Well, listen. So the timing of the show is all out.
It's all out.
Yeah, because the whole show we just set waiting since 7.
No, that's not true.
All right, since 9:15. So we need to do the news and the sport.
Do the news, okay.
Yeah, and then we'll play a record.
Should I make some news up or you guys have
no,
some
no,
real news?
We have news people.
You have news people that'll do it?
Here's a slightly embarrassing thing, though.
Yes.
Our newsman will sit there.
He'll sit here? No.
Right. Well, no, hang on, what?
He won't sit in my seat.
Oh, they're going to go upstairs.
Okay.
All right. But normally they would sit there.
So you were about to put me out of my seat.
Yes.
So someone else could sit there. See?
But now, it turns out you're such a big star, but they will be now upstairs.
Okay. No. 4 years next time you see me, buddy.
4 years?
4 years.
Well, I'm getting used to that now, to be quite honest. Right, so Will has finally made it, and we'll talk more with him in a few seconds, and no doubt play some big Willy tunes and talk about iRobot and talk about his hot misses and talk about the fact that he hasn't been on the show for 4 years.
and so he's going to have to make it up to all of us. Meanwhile, let's get some news from Dominic in sport from Juliet. 9:31.
13 anti-terror arrests.
And United back scores his decision. BBC Radio
1. And the weather, there could well be some storms further north, and it'll be showery everywhere else. Do you want the One Road Travel?
Hi!
Do you want some One Road Travel?
Yes, sorry.
We're just chatting.
That's fine, you carry on.
We're just chatting to Will Smith.
Will was just saying he really wants to hear One Road Travel, and we were so excited I missed the cue.
That's fine, this is just for you, Will.
Right. One Road Travel.
It's in County...
Wow.
Yeah, it's good. I haven't read it yet. It's in County Durham this morning. It's the A68. There's some good news. There are no delays on the road at all, Will.
None?
No, none at all.
There's no way there's none.
No, there's absolutely no delays.
Wow.
It's the B6279 Staindrop Road Junction in Darlington.
There you go. Is that my out cue?
Yes, it is. One Road Travel on Radio 1. Radio Newsbeat, after we've been kicked out of the studio.
No, never say Radio Newsbeat. We remember the conversation we had when we were doing the pilot. You just go, it's now 9:35.
It's now 9:35.
And lose the bed.
Wow.
It's gone.
So, Chris, you weren't paying attention to your cue that time,
no,
did you notice?
Do you know what it was? I was looking after my guest.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, right, you're right, guest.
890. When you see the floods. That's all that Will's doing. He's just showing off about all the air miles he's getting. I've got to promote this goddamn movie all over the world. I don't even talk like this, goddammit.
Yeah, so that's me?
That's how Will talks in real life. I've been promoting this damn movie. If I had to produce this mother, I'd have let somebody else promote it.
Wow.
I'm going to go to Moscow.
Listen.
I've got to go to Honolulu.
You sound like Boss Hogg when you say that.
I know.
I'm flying all over the damn place. God damn it.
Them Duke boys.
Well, he sounds like he's certainly in trouble. Let's see what the boys are doing now.
That is really good.
Oh, man.
That sounds just like me.
First of all, very quickly, and I'll only do this for one person, and Tracy has texted my friend Tracy and
Tracy.
Says, oh my God, he's my favorite. It's my birthday on Friday. Can you get his autograph for me? I love you lots. I'd ask you to give him a big kiss, but I'd be jealous. I won't kiss you.
Okay.
Unless you want me to.
That's Tracy. No, I mean, off the air. I wouldn't do it on the air, but if you know.
Kiss me off the air.
For Tracy, you know, if you're going to give it to her, I need you to give it to her.
I'm not going
to
give it
just
to her.
Just an autograph, all she's after.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just friends. We don't do that hibbity-jibbity stuff. Right, let me play your record, and then you can... Because you have just come in, you haven't had a coffee or anything. You've still got gum in your mouth, which in this country is rude. But you've been rushed in, so we'll play a jingle.
A jingle?
Which is actually a today about you, and then we'll play a record.
Beautiful.
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Got Will Smith live on air today. Was known as the Fresh Prince. Came on the show 4 years ago and hasn't been on since. Now he's got to make it up to Mosey, you and me. Take all of us to Hollywood to star in any black street.
There you go, that's the deal.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Thank you very much, lovely. Right, Avril Lavigne and then more of Mr. Will Smith.
Oh, absolutely, I'll be right here.
Good. Levine and my happy ending. Oh, yeah. 9:41 in the morning.
Yeah!
And the big Willy is in the place to be on the BBC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wrapping it up like a crazy rubber duck.
Yeah, that was a good rhyme. Yeah. That's a good rhyme.
Yeah. Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. You're putting me off.
Just a little something to make to the...
It's my gig. All that, so you've
got to dance that he's gotten to be
a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance.
That's hot.
By the cool slow.
The mood romance.
I don't know.
Give me your soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it.
Don't try to fix it.
The summer's of the past.
All right.
Just, that's really good. See...
Do you know what? To be honest, if you want to rap with me,
yes,
on the next album,
yes,
let's do it then.
Do it that way.
Let's not do it for free. Let's make the moolah.
Okay, you got it. We got to get paid. If we're gonna do it, we should get paid.
I don't do this for the fun,
Chris. I gotta let you know. I'm feeling that thing again. You know.
Yeah, it's a morning sickness. You don't need to be pregnant when you listen to this show.
That connection, man. I'm feeling it. It's again. It's back.
Yeah.
You know.
Four years since you last on the show, and now you're remembering the good times. So what's the deal? deal then? Obviously, right. So, iRobot.
iRobot.
Is the movie. And are you an executive producer of that movie?
Why, yes, I am, Chris,
I saw your name. Is that, and your name comes on twice at that.
You noticed that, right?
I noticed that.
Well, you know, because for me, it was very important. I'm getting to the point that I'm feeling kind of smart every once in a while, you know, so I want to really have the opportunity to put some of my ideas and my concepts into, you know, like with your show.
Yes.
Like, you are the creative force.
That's right.
Behind this show.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's important that you have the position that you need in order to be able to adjust the things the way that you want to adjust them.
That's right.
And iRobot is right. It's a really brilliant concept, and, you know, I wanted to be able to bring the team of people in that I thought could create.
Is it also, do you get two wages?
No, actually.
Right. Really?
Yeah, that's the different thing. They just paid me once, though.
Well, they ain't that.
Yeah, that's
wrong.
Not because I have to do more work, but I get this the same money. But it's not bad money. It's pretty good cheese that they're paying me in the first place.
How much is that? It's more than you get for being on this show.
No, it's about the same. It's
really?
About the same,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool. So he got a Starbucks for doing iRobot. I watched it. We watched it yesterday.
You saw it yesterday?
Saw it yesterday. And,
don't give me your honest opinion.
It was a contractual stipulation that we had to see the movie before the interview. I went to see it yesterday. Uh-huh. And I can't talk about it too much because I don't want to give too much away.
Because, there's some cool stuff that needs to be a surprise for the audience.
But there was the one thing I thought... Mm-hmm. You know, you could have changed, if you don't mind me saying so.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Uh-huh.
Was the, without giving too much away,
right.
Was the, does this mean we can be friends?
Right,
you know that bit. Right?
The robot, that was funny.
And I thought you were going to go...
Right.
Nah.
I thought he was going to crush your hand at that point.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to kick him in his robot nuts and go, no chance, mother.
They're called ro-nuts, by the way.
Ro-nuts.
Really? I never knew that.
Yeah.
Okay. People are now sitting at home going, what the hell is this movie about?
No,
it's like 20, robot porn.
It's 2035 in Chicago. And it's everyone...
Oh, yeah. Now I've got to stop you there.
You
got to
stop me.
Chicago won't look like that in 2035.
Yes,
it looked like it does now, but the cars will be a bit newer.
No, listen, see, this is the thing. You are so not open to your creative, emotional, feminine side,
in that case, in 2035, you're saying with the most modern technology in the world, the newest cars on the road will be TTs, but with spoilers.
Well, basically, yeah.
It's a great advert for Audi, actually, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
They made that car for the movie, you know, which
do you have that car?
They
should make one for
they
you.
Should, but the car, you know, because the car doesn't exactly move.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, it's like one of those movie car things.
It has, like, boulders for wheels.
Yeah, it's kind of, but there's, no, they're the
They look like the Flintstone
cylinders.
Wheels. Oh,
they're like balls, right, so the car can move in all directions.
It's a car with balls.
Right,
car with
ro-nuts. Back again.
Yeah. Motor nuts. That's what they are.
Oh, man.
And what else? Oh, yeah, and the other thing I thought, and I don't want you to think that I'm kind of knocking your movie career, because I'm a big fan of your work, right? I've liked all of your movies. And seen Wild Wild West.
Really?
I'm watching this and it's very futuristic and all that. And first of all, I don't know what it's about. I've got this thing with movies. I don't want to know what it's about. I just want to go and see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going 20 minutes in and I'm going, I've no idea where this is going. And for me, there's a bit of a twist in it halfway through. And it starts changing everything. And I'm like, this is all great. This is all well and good. Where's the rap? Where's the rap?
See, no, but listen.
The robots come to take over. Boom!
That's hot.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah.
See, if I thought of that rap, then I probably would have put it in the movie.
We were saying yesterday we wanted you to have rap bots.
Rap
bots.
See, where the hell were you guys in the creative process?
Well, this
process?
Is it. We offered
ourselves. They never even called us.
4 years ago, we said we'd write your next movie. You never run.
I'm going to be in a movie.
You're going to be in a movie.
Yeah, well, my voice is in a movie, but
really?
I'm in it, right?
You are.
So what I'd like you to do is when it's called Wimbledon.
Wimbledon.
It comes out in America on September 7, on 9/17.
Wow.
I do that month thing.
Mm-hmm. The month thing, right, right.
And it's got Kirsten Dunst in it. She's famous.
Right.
And some other people. And my voice is in it. maybe, unless they edit me out, for about 16 seconds. So if you see it...
If I see it.
And you're now your executive producing movies and stuff, if you can think of anything that else you'd like me to do.
Right. No, no, no. Listen, it's the, you know, the relationship that we've created in the 4 years that we haven't seen one another, will sustain the test of time.
Thank you.
You know, so it's, I'm very confident in your talent.
Thank you.
I'm gonna have my people get in touch with your people, and
we'll work something out.
It's be-
well, I'm just trying to help the whole thing along.
Okay.
Just trying to fuse the bond between the two of you, which is very, very real.
So, seriously, how does this work, right? Because you're a big star in everything like this, right? Big Hollywood movie star. Mm-hmm. So you come over here. Are the people who are looking after you, are they the British people or the American people?
It's the British people.
Okay, so cause now there's British people kind of outside the door going, he's got to go, he's got to go. Now, it's up to you. Right, we can either finish it and you can, you know, be nice, or we can just leave them because she's hanging outside the door.
Okay.
And she's tuned in. She won't come in because I'm a big star in this country.
Right, I'll just scream
it down. Like
Jesus.
That. I know. Well, that's what
you caught me off guard with that. Yeah. Your dark side is.
So I'm kind of thinking I could wrap the interview up or we can just keep going. But I'm going to let you
These are the British people, so these are people that you have to deal with.
Right, okay.
Because you.
Hi, come in, why don't you? You'll also be walking into your office doing a high power business. I'll just stand in the back. So you were saying the people looking after you have been absolutely brilliant, and you're proud to work with them.
Absolutely wonderful. I mean, and the British people at Fox are taking such good care of me.
That's Fox, by the way.
Mm. I thought 20th you said century. Something else.
Okay. Just for those people who aren't, we're a bit sleepy still. So the premiere of the movie is tonight.
Premiere is tonight.
Okay, I'm not going to.
iRobot.
Seen it.
Because you've seen it. You know, and then also, you know, I'm detecting, you know, there's something that you need, you know, and we'll talk about it off camera, but you're missing something in our relationship.
Love.
And that's not it.
I've got to be honest.
That is not it, you know.
Not one phone call in 4 years.
But,
your good lady's on the phone to be like once a week, a couple of weeks, something like that.
Listen,
your boy's on the phone. Hi, Uncle Chris. Nothing. But,
Chris, this is the thing. The connection that we have is really powerful, and it's emotional for me. So it's not something that I can confront every day. I can't call you every day. I can't call you every week. I have a life that I have to live, and it becomes increasingly difficult.
What kind of a life can you have without me?
It's
fruitful. Okay. The movie opens nationwide tomorrow. It is iRobot. It's Will Smith. And thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Chris.
You're a very busy man. And there's people in suits who need to take you away. and who's the guy in the white top there? Who's that guy? That's the guy who was in Fresh Prince.
What? No.
He played your cousin.
No.
That guy.
I didn't have any white cousins on Fresh Prince.
No, the guy in the white top there, the black guy.
The black guy.
Oh, what's hell? Who was the guy who was in the Fresh Prince, right? He was there. What's his name?
The posh one.
Carlton.
Carlton.
So anyway, it's good to see that you're keeping these guys on.
he'll really appreciate that one.
Yeah, okay, well, I know that you have to leave the building. He won't see me now, that's fine.
So, Chris, it's an absolute pleasure, as always. You are the man.
I know, God bless you.
And let's not make it 4 years before you invite me back again.
Or something like that.
I want you to know how good a friend I was to let you pretend like it was me who didn't want to come.
Okay.
And not that it was you who hadn't invited me.
Okay, thanks. You're a very generous man. And good luck with your movie and your great career and our friendship.
Nothing but love for you, baby.
Thank you. Will Smith, ladies and gentlemen. I just realised this is the instrumental of Boom Shake the Room.
That's useful.
Yeah, but because I am that good at technology, I'll be able to mix it in one go. Boom Shake the Room. Okay, right, fine. You watch this now. Ain't no Jazzy Jeff, but I can mix. Right, you ready, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, you're ready. Right, watch this,
watch this.
Perfect.
Give a brother room. The fuse is lit and I'm about to go. Round go.
Boom, shake, shake, shake the room.
seriously, the woman from the record company, the film company just walked into the studio, which is like the biggest sin when it comes to the show.
You're very constrained.
What? Huh? Now, you know what I'm like,
yeah,
Al.
Yeah.
Nobody comes in the studio unless they work on the show or they're on the show. No one just walks in. She walked in. I thought I was really good.
I think you're very good.
Yeah. I'll call her later.
I had to look down on the floor. I thought, oh, God.
Well, what do you think that's where she was going to end up? Don't you walk in my studio when I'm on... Seriously, because I've got this fear where if you're... I'm doing a show, right? This, I'm working. This is my office, okay? And I wouldn't walk into her film studio offices and just go, just sneak in, mid-meetings, close the door. Just ignore me. I'll stand up here.
I think we should do it.
What?
I'll find out where she works. We'll go over later.
I'll see you tomorrow. 10 past 11, just walk in. Hi. I'm just going to stand here. Is that all right? I'm kind of on the phone. Yeah, just don't mind me. Do you ever mind if I smoke, do you? Oh. Will Smith, what a legend.
Oh, he was nice.
Top man.
Shame we didn't have more time with him, but he's as busy as hell today, because this is the first thing he's done today, and he's got interviews to do all day. Then it's the premiere tonight, and then he flies out of here and goes to Moscow.
Moscow.
Moscow, as he keeps saying. And we've saved his... You have no idea how much we just saved him, because he was given the old Victory V sign. Right, but the rude version, thinking that was something, and I'm like, he could have come out of the car at the premiere tonight, started flicking the V's at the crowd.
Liam Gallagher.
Thanks for coming, everybody! Flick the V's! Flick the victory V's! People going, that's a little bit rude, isn't it, don't you think? Anyway, Will Smith, top guy, and now we can say that he's not listening to the show, that during the screening of iRobot, Alad, Rachel and Joss all fell asleep.
Wait, not me!
There you go. Oh, no!
Yeah, Rachel, what an embarrassment.
Dave and Joss all dozed off, right, for a couple of times. Understand that, Alad up at 4 o'clock, Dave up at 4:30, Joss up at 8:30. She'd had a really busy 3 hours. I saw all of it, by the way.
Well, I saw it, Joe, very much.
No rapping, though. No rapping. Right, Joe Wiley, last day before our vacation. Coming up in a few minutes.
Confused, don't know what I'm feeling. Confused, relationships without meaning. In the midst, I can see it gleaming. Time to wake up like a gun.
Scotty likes it, and Alad likes it, and Rachel says it's all right, so we played it. I'm undecided so far about Baby Cakes by Three of a Kind, which I remember as Lenny Henry, Tracy Ullman, and David Copperfield, of course. Alad has no idea what I'm talking about.
None.
Right, okay, fine. Right, thanks for listening, then. Thanks to Dominic and Juliet for having to run upstairs to read the news at 9:30.
No problem.
We did it.
Yeah. Did you? Oh, I thought you were... No wonder you're out of breath. I thought it took you a while to get downstairs, but the lift was broken again. And thanks to Will for sorting out Big Willie.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, and James King, who helped us out a little bit, didn't he? Bless him. And thanks to Joss for working hard today, and Scott and Dave, and Rachel, of course.
Me?
No. Alan tonight, a Big Brother, with an interview with whoever gets booted out tonight. Joe Wiley's next. Have a great day. The Chris Morris Show.